Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Chardy. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Braggs moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braggs moves to third. Brock moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braggs scores. Brock moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Murray reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Murray scores. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Brewers. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Chardy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burleson moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murray moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Deer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sviem hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Arnold now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krim fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 3 in the game. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schroeder moves to third. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sviem hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schroeder scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sviem moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Arnold covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krim fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Knight reaches second base with a double. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knight moves to third. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight scores. It's 7-4, Brewers. Dan Plesac now pitching. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Lee Lacy now playing right field. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Braggs is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 4 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Burleson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Don Ost now pitching. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Deer moves to second. Rick Manning pinch runs for Rob Deer. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing left field. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plesac fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.